and they said it would never come for you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh my friend, you haven't changed. You're looking rough and living strange, and I know you got a taste for it too. Oh, oh, oh. They'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. Oh, no. She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go. To the sun, you cast your pearls, but you're on the run. And all the lies you said, who did you say? And then they played that song at the death disco. It started fast, but it ends so slow. And all the time just reminded me of you. And they'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. Let me go! She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go.
Everyone, this is Black Stripes or White Keys. Trisha couldn't make it today, so I have my friend Danny here filling in.
Hello, everybody.
And that first song was Don't Look Back Into the Sun by the Libertines. This is WMFO Medford, and this next one is a song actually by a guy. His name is Barnes Courtney, and I just saw him. Trisha and I just went to go see the Kooks last week, and it was really good, so this is one of his songs.
I am bone, rise up, ting ting like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting ting like glitter. Tripping out, you left your bottle at the door. Oh, 'cause everybody.
these New York City blues. It's not much of a weekend when there's one of me and none of you.
In the wind, in the wind.
right, that was Stevie Nicks, and that song was just stuck in my head, and I had to play it. But we have a PSA for you, so what is it?
This weekly PSA is walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. So everyone listening out there, I know it's winter, I know it's cold and snowy, but get up off the couch every once in a while and take a walk. Yeah. Maybe you'll see me out there on the streets, walking to work, walking to get groceries. Maybe we'll walk into each other. No, you won't. I don't walk very much, but let's be real. Get some exercise in.
We don't need that much exercise here. We have all these hills, honestly.
Yeah, it's true. And
there's so many hills.
And in this area, we're lucky. There's a lot of things close by, a lot of good, convenient things.
Why would I walk to Harvard Square when I can take the train? Just saying.
Why walk anywhere if you have a car?
True.
Because you want exercise, so don't listen to me. Just go out there and walk.
I get plenty of exercise up the hill. Actually, I'm pretty healthy. Like, we're good.
I could shed a few pounds myself.
Do you want to introduce the next song? It's the Morrissey one.
Yeah, let's do it. So our next song is going to be First of the Gang to Die by Morrissey.
Time, the first of the gang to die. first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it.
And that was Lose It by the Swimmers. Swimmers, yeah. That's what they're called. one of the members of the band is Billy Joe Armstrong's son, which is, if any of you guys don't know, the guy from Green Day, which is, they hold a special place in my heart. And so Trisha's not here. So we're going to, like, do a modified version of Conspiracy Crackdown. This morning, I was showing him the Madman Across the Water album by Elton John, which is so good. And we just put Elton John on shuffle after. And this one song came on from, like, a live show, and he sounded so different because he's old. And I'm just like, it's because he's old.
I was flabbergasted to the point where I was convinced that I was not listening to Elton John. So my mind likes to come up with these little conspiracies, and so I came up with one of my own. Now, I've been doing a lot of thinking recently. I've been thinking about Michael McDonald. And for those who aren't aware of who Michael McDonald is...
I was not aware, but...
You've probably seen his infomercials at some point in your life. You've probably, unfortunately, come across one of his covers. So he's this older gentleman who loves to cover these great songs that didn't need covers in the first place. Least of all by him. So listening to Elton John recently, I'm still convinced that was not Elton John. That was not the man on the Lion King soundtrack, one of the soundtracks of my childhood. And so I've come up with this theory.
It's one of the best Disney movies.
It is.
Yeah.
So Michael McDonald, right, has made a career doing terrible covers that nobody likes. And if you don't believe me, go on YouTube, search for his cover of
Ain't No Mountain High Enough
by yeah. Marvin Gaye, a wonderful song that he just destroys. So I'm thinking the real Elton John, the one that we grew up and loved on the Lion King soundtrack and so many other great records, is not in the music business anymore. Now, does that mean that he's passed? I don't know. Maybe he's just happily retired somewhere. I think Michael McDonald, this man who has made a career off of doing covers of other songs, found a way in and is now assuming the identity of Elton John and is now just getting paid to sing Elton John songs.
So, did Michael McDonald kill Elton John?
Possibly. Possibly. I can't substantiate that. I would have to dig deeper into the case, but I am convinced, and you heard it here first, Michael McDonald is assuming the role of Elton John and is going around on this
final tour. He doesn't look like Elton John, though.
Oh, you know, there's a lot that they can do with makeup and facial reconstructive surgery. There's technology's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's got all that money for his surgery from those amazing covers he did.
Yeah, he must be getting money from somewhere. I don't know how he keeps popping up and doing these terrible songs. So you never
know. Yeah, and even the video, he was on BBC, like...
And in the audience...
It's a big thing.
Now, they were standing and clapping, but they didn't... I wasn't convinced. Probably paid actors to stand there and pretend that they're enjoying listening to Michael McDonald. Because no one, that man cannot fill up, can't even fill up this room, can't even fill up my bathroom with an audience. I just refuse to believe it.
Well, yeah, if any of you, you know, I feel like I should just quick look up Michael McDonald and play a quick sample of this, because you just gotta hear this guy. So, should I play Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
You should. And yeah. If anyone tries to tell me that this cover is better than the original, or even good, or even just, like, digestible in any sense, I just won't believe you. You gotta convince me.
We might get an ad, I'm sorry.
It's grammatically correct, but it's wordy and hard.
Ain't no mountain high enough, and we'll see you next week. I'm Steve Rudd in London.
This is a legit TV show. He mumbles. Okay, I think that's enough. Actually, that one isn't as bad as the other one you showed me, where well, they were making fun of him.
He has the assistance of a few people in the chorus there.
In the background vocals.
Who needed a cover of this song? Why does this guy feel
Yeah, the original's way better.
To just cover all these songs. Who's asking him to do this? He needs to be stopped.
He does. Oh, I just got a text from my friend Taylor, and you know Taylor, but she said it's holograms.
That's true. What else? Like, okay, you remember
yeah.
they were supposed to take Tupac on tour. They never did.
Oh, with his holograms?
Yeah. That's because that's what they did at Coachella.
Another conspiracy. Do you think he's dead?
Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I love Tupac. Yeah, I think he's dead. But, so now we are to assume that Michael McDonald got a hold of this hologram technology that they were planning on using for Tupac and somehow convinced them. No one cares about Tupac. You know who people care about? Me. They care about me, Michael McDonald, icon. Tupac who?
You know, I certainly care more about him than Tupac.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding.
Okay, you better be.
I'm being sarcastic. I don't know if you got that tone there, but...
No, I didn't. I thought you were Michael McDonalding me for a second.
Yeah. Well, it's a travesty that he's in existence. But that's our conspiracy for today. And before we play our next song, I just want to give a shout out to my bud Miguel. It's his birthday today. So if anyone knows I don't know Miguel's last name.
I've never even met Miguel, but happy birthday, dude.
Okay, so Miguel, happy birthday. Everyone in Aaron knows it's your birthday. You're 18 or 19. You're probably 19.
And if there are anyone else out there named Miguel and today also happens to be your birthday, happy birthday to you as well. We're not going to limit it to just one Miguel.
True. We love all Miguels.
Exactly. All Miguels treated equally.
True. So the next song we're going to play is, last week Trisha and I were talking about how we always end up playing an Oasis song, so we should make it a tradition. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. So this next one is from their first album, one of the better ones, and it's called Live Forever. And this is one's your favorite by them, right?
Oh yeah, I love this song.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see. You and I. happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober.
Knows that they're a real homie.
Had to get a Seinfeld reference in there somewhere.
Yes, it's great. It's one of the best sitcoms.
The best. Better than Friends. That's right. I said it.
Yeah. You know, here's the deal. Seinfeld, I think, is funnier than Friends, but Friends, like the characters, you just like connect with them.
I think we all connect with the characters in Seinfeld a little more than we care to admit because
they're all horrible people.
Yeah. That's what makes it so funny.
Hey, Taylor, I just said horrible.
Horrible.
You know, I can't help that I'm from New Jersey and originally from New York, so my friend makes fun of me for my accent.
Apparently I say it too. And also, you know what my favorite color is? Orange.
You know what I would really like right now?
What's that?
A glass of orange juice. Yeah, so... I'm getting, like, live texts from her right now, and it's just funny. But we're going to end... I think with one more song after this, I just want to say it's WMFO Medford. That's what you're listening to, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to end with a song for the birthday boy, Miguel. His favorite band is the Mountain Goats.
Good band. I like
Yeah, them. They're a good band. I've heard some songs by them. And this one is called Cotton. This is one that you said you liked.
Yeah, good song.
So hopefully Miguel likes this one too.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Who tell their families that they're sorry for things. This song is for the rats who hurled themselves into the ocean when they saw that the explosives in the cargo hold were just about to blow. This song is for the soil that's toxic clear down to the bedrock where no thing of consequence can grow. Drop your seeds there, let them go, let them all go. Let them all go. This song is for the people who tell their families that they're sorry for things they can't and won't feel sorry for. And once there was a desk, and now it's in a storage locker somewhere. And this song is for the stick pins and the cottons I left in the top drawer. Let them all go. Let them all go. Silent down the highway, and it's dark, and there is nobody driving, and something has got to give. I saw you waiting by the roadside, you didn't know that I was watching. Now you know. Let it all go, let them all go.
J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.